Like, I just...
I'm trying not to be judgy, but what I'm thinking of really is that's not healthy. Your poop can't stay in.
I'm mostly worried about, like, safety.
Right.
That's my only concern. Because you don't want what's on the inside is not supposed to be on the outside.
Right.
Kind of, I feel like.
And then if you're sitting... I'm just trying to think, like, the inside of your, like, butthole, like, sitting on your jeans. How that feels when you stand up. Like,
oh, it probably sticks to it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, does it pull it out further? Or
Also,
what does it do to your jeans?
It probably leaves them. You probably have to, like, wear an extra layer. I mean, like, you have underwear on probably, but maybe those kind of people don't.
Those kind of people.
Oh, that sounded really judgy. Right. I'm sorry. If you like rosebuds, then good for you.
But we need to know if you wear underwear or not.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
If you like rosebuds, then good for you.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2471 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 18th of July, 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to finish telling you about Hot Dog Down the Hallway Weekend. Yes, Big Freddy! Hello, footlongers. Big Freddy, when you say it, it's vulgar. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you are footlongers today, because y'all, that's what we had. That's what we had for our special lunch at the Horror Hotel on Saturday. And I'm going to tell you more about the rest of the weekend in just a moment. I will let you know that Sunday night, y'all, I decided to take me a dose of NyQuil. And y'all, I went to bed before even the Big Brother was over. Y'all, I've got it recorded. And I watched like the first half of it. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to bed. Just going to bed. And y'all, I slept like a baby. Yes, Big Freddy. Poop everywhere. And y'all, my throat's still a little bit sore, but it's not the tickle is not as pronounced. Big Freddy, on at the coal mine on Monday, and y'all, when I got up and I drank me some hot coffee, and y'all, that really felt good. Y'all, when I finished recording that little show, y'all, I'm gonna have me another dose of Theraflu. I've just taken some Mucinex also to kind of loosen that phlegm. Oh, good, Big Freddy, lots more throat clearing. That's just what we need. And there it is. And y'all, that's not what we're doing today. What we're doing today is finishing telling you about Hot Dog Down a Hallway Weekend. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, I see y'all, Satney, got up and, we had our breakfast there at the little cafe, at the Horror Hotel, and, Durwood, he decided he was going to save his carbs, for the hot dog down the hallway, lunch, and, anyway, after breakfast, everybody just kind of piddled around, and I think a group of them went out to the old cement pond, were splish splashing around out there for a little while, and y'all, I don't know, it was about maybe about 11 a.m. in the morning, y'all, I get a textimonium from Gay Country West. Big Freddy, is that it is not spelled C-U-N-T. He says, the traffic is terrible. It's just terrible. And I said, well, you know, if you can't make it, everyone will understand. He goes, oh, no, I'm almost there. I went, oh, okay. So I said, well, you come on by the auxiliary love chamber. And so y'all, I guess he got there about maybe 12:15, 12:30, and came on in, and we just caught up for a little while, and y'all had to, you know how it is when you're traveling. And Dr. Stone can attest to this, that as soon as you get to your destination, it's like the bowels of hell open up, and Gay Country West is like, oh, I got to run to the toilet, and so y'all he took care of business, and y'all evidently he was about to shart himself. Anyway, y'all, we talked for a little while, y'all. Then we went out and chatted with everybody out by the old swimming hole, and got us each of us got a plate of food. Y'all, a Big Fatty had a foot long hot dog. Y'all, I like mine dark, Big Fatty. So I asked him to put it on the back on the grill. Burn it a little bit for me, you know, a little crunchy. And y'all, they had made some just delicious German potato salad. You know, I like that because it has none of the mayonnaise in it, and y'all, it's just delicious. And there was all kinds of other stuff. These folks, Lowry and Ralph, Larry is the chef. He does the grilling. He's the grill master. And Ralph, he makes all the side dishes from scratch. And y'all, there must have been 10 or 12 side dishes. I mean, they had olive salad, carrot salad, coleslaw, mustardy mayonnaise potato salad, German potato salad, shrimp solid, olive solid, and a red cabbage solid. And y'all, there had to have been 10 or 12 of these things that they had brought with them from Hatlanta. They live over in the Hatlanta. And y'all, they're just two of the nicest people you'll ever meet, also. And y'all, then some other folks had brought desserts and everything. And y'all, they had a mimosa. The Saturday morning, y'all, they also had Bloody Marys and mimosas for everybody. So everybody started off with a cocktail. Y'all, they had a margarita machine, or it was frozen lemonade. Oh, Big Fatty, I hope you didn't like that frozen lemonade at the Disneyland. You know, it's mainly powdered. No, this was not powdered. Oh, okay. They had some spiked punch and stuff like that. everybody was having a gay old time, and Wes decided the only thing that Wes said negative the whole time he was there was he says, oh, I'd like to just walk around naked. I said, you go right ahead. No, I meant I want to walk to the pool naked. I said, wrap a towel around you and drop it when you get over there. Everyone will be very, very receptive of that. Yes, and they were. That's true. So after lunch, Wes got in the old swimming hole. Big Fatty, he didn't wait 30 minutes. No, he did not. Oh, he's probably had cramps or something. There was probably cramping. And Big Fatty knows. You have to wait 30 minutes after eating to go in the old swimming hole. Actually, Big Fatty had forgotten his towel, and so I had to go back to the room and get that. And y'all, I got my Nasty Pig hat and put it on, and I went out there, and Big Fatty, did you get naked? I did. Oh, Big Fatty, I'm sure there was vomiting. There was vomiting, and I got in the pool and stayed out there for a little while, but y'all, I can't stay out there in the sun too long. But we all just had a real good time. All of us were out there and just cutting the fool. And Durwood wasn't drinking as much as he was on Thursday night, but he was, y'all, he's got a mug. He's got this special mug. Big Fatty, is that like a special chair? No, it's a special mug that it'll hold exactly a 750 milliliter bottle of wine, the whole bottle. And by the time we got out there, he was already on bottle number two. Big Fatty, it sounds like he was trying to catch up from Thursday. Well, anyway, but so I was out there. I don't know how long I was out there, but I just decided, you know, I can't stay out here too much longer though. And so, y'all, I went back to the room, and I knew Wes would have to come back and put on some clothes. Yes, Big Fatty. And so I told him, I said, I'm gonna lay down and take a little nipper nap, and while you have a good time out here by the pool, and I'll talk to you some more when you're done. And I don't know how much longer. I said, I'm going to probably close the blinds, though. But I don't want you to think I've got a gentleman caller, because, you know, that's not the case. It's just so I can take a nipper nap easier. And y'all, and I said, I'll leave the door unlocked. So y'all, I went back and did that, and yeah, they stayed out at the pool. I don't know, they were out there till probably 4 p.m. in the afternoon or something like that. And y'all, while they were out there, this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming? Or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! This one was kind of out of the ordinary for a Big Fatty. Y'all, this person was in their 40s. Big Fatty, you're robbing the grave robber. Y'all, it was just a lovely little humpity bumpity, and then there may have been a little puppeteering. Big Fatty! But there were no inside out buttholes, so Big Fatty, please. Gay Country West eventually came back to the room, and he just was showered off, and we all headed over to the Capri Lounge. Wes wanted to say goodbye to everybody before he headed back to Hatlanta. And I guess this was probably about 4:30 p.m. in the afternoon or something like that. And maybe a little bit later, but they wouldn't have it. They would not have it. And so he had to have a bottle of beer. And you know, it's happy hour, so he had to have two bottles of beer. I think he stayed till about 6:30, almost 7 o'clock or something like that before he started heading back to Hatlanta. So he was fine to drive, and he just visited with everybody, just had a gay old time. Y'all, I forgot to mention that Jonathan made a decision not to come Saturday morning. He was like Uncle Joe. He was moving kind of slow, so he opted out from coming over. So it was unfortunate we didn't get a chance to see him, but it was lovely seeing Wes nonetheless. We stayed over there at the at the Capri Lounge. Chris and Big Friday. Oh, y'all, I also had a meeting. Had a meeting with the owners of the Horror Hotel about a upcoming event in January. And so we've laid the groundwork for that. So anyway, but y'all, nobody, I don't think anybody ate any supper that evening. If they did, it wasn't me. Y'all, I think everybody kind of turned in a little bit early. Now I may be wrong, but I know Granny turned in a little bit early, and I know I turned in a little bit early. Y'all didn't sleep worth a Tinker's Dam, not worth a Whitman Tinker's Dam, Saturday night. But y'all, I think I got cold. Anyway, got up Sunday morning and we said our goodbyes to everyone. Then Granny and Durwood and I, we hopped in the Ruby Red and we headed back. We stopped at the Dr. Stone's favorite McDonald's, got some petroleum and some food. Y'all, I got a sausage McMuffin and a chicken biscuit and a large coffee, and y'all, it was $3. I don't know why it was only $3, but it was that plus the tax. But y'all, I don't know if they having a special or what, but $3, that's it. And I guess we got back here to the villa about 11:30 a.m. in the morning, maybe 11:45. Granny and Durwood transferred their valises to their respective cars. And then they were heading home, and Big Fatty got his underpants into the washing machine. Big Fatty, you don't wear underpants. Well, I got all my Nasty Pig clothes into the washing machine and did a couple of loads of wash. And y'all, while they were going on, y'all, I did a little nipple walk around Fat Acres. Y'all, they've started several new homes, and that y'all, they've graded the land on probably 7 or 8 more lots. That those don't count in this total, but y'all, they've now started somewhere between starting to pour the foundation until people moving in, y'all, 69. Oh, Big Fatty Steve the Tato will be excited. homes that are under some level of construction. And then Sunday afternoon, I watched a little bit of the Big Brother that was on Thursday night, since we didn't get to see it, and I got to see the live eviction. And y'all, they're gonna have a battle back. But y'all, they also said that this week's Den of Temptation is the last Den of Temptation for this season. So that's coming to an end. And that girl Crema, she had to go to the hospital to have an operation, but she was on the live show via a cellular telephonic device. And y'all, they sent Cody on his way. And but y'all, he's gonna get a chance to come back, or he might get a chance to come back or something. I don't know. Y'all talk to the Hatterina. She's doing fine. And y'all, then I fixed me some supper, and y'all, and took some medicine, and I was in the bed. And y'all, that pretty much concludes the Hot Dog Down a Hallway weekend at the Hara Hotel. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, now, oh dear Gussie, y'all, something I meant to mention on Monday's little show. Y'all, you know, I had said last week that Drusilla Blomey up there in Columbia had asked for good thoughts for his mother. She was going to be in the hospital, and y'all, she has passed away. So if you see Drusilla on the Twitter or the Face Space, send him a big hug and tell him you're thinking about him. And our hearts go out to you, Drusilla. I speak from experience. It's not an easy thing to go through, but knowing you, you'll be fine. So anyway, big hugs to you, y'all. At the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Stinky Orangutans. And Adam, what did you think of the Horror Hotel weekend?
If you like rosebuds, then good for you.
Oh, it was lovely. I mean, Big Fatty, why am I saying it was lovely?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.